Welcome to Divorce at Altitude, a podcast on Colorado family law. I'm Ryan Calamea. Each week, along with my business partner and co-host, Amy Gosha, or an expert, we discuss a particular topic related to divorce or co-parenting in Colorado. In addition, we have created a short series of lessons that will take you through the legal process of divorce and answer your questions, from simple to complex. Divorce isn't easy. The end of a marriage, especially when children are involved, brings a great deal of loss and change. We hope these practical tips and insights will help you on your journey to a new and better life. This is a how-to episode on permanent alimony or maintenance in a Colorado divorce. Now, if you haven't already listened to the other episodes that I've done on maintenance, such as what is spousal support or spousal maintenance, or the difference between temporary maintenance and permanent maintenance, I encourage you to check those out. Instead, really what I'm going to focus on here is how the court determines permanent maintenance in a Colorado divorce. Now, the term permanent is a little bit of a misnomer because it is infrequent that we actually have permanent spousal support. Indeed, we'll hear about how we can modify, a party can modify spousal support after the divorce. But really, again, just as a reminder, permanent or alimony or maintenance, really what we're talking about is what happens after the divorce, after the property has divided, after the divorce is concluded and temporary maintenance has ended. So how does the court determine whether a party gets 10 years of maintenance or 5 years of maintenance? Well, really we have to go back and think about what is the purpose of spousal support. And it's to help transition a party, let's say Melanie Wolf in our hypothetical divorce scenario, to become self-sufficient, or, and it really depends on what happened during the marriage. So if Eric and Melanie have been married for 20 years and Melanie gave up her career, she took care of the kids, and she really doesn't have any skills or notable skills to earn income, that's going to be in stark contrast to Eric and Melanie. They met, it was their second marriage, and they met when they were 50 years old, and they've only been married for 3 years. And the law really takes those considerations into play in deciding whether Melanie in the first scenario gets maintenance or versus the second. So there's a guideline for the duration of maintenance, and that's pursuant to Colorado Revised Statutes, CRS 1410.114. And it starts at 3 years. So generally speaking, 3 years is kind of the threshold. Now, the law allows a judge to award maintenance when the marriage has been less than 3 years, but it really is going to take some exceptional circumstances that there's been no property awarded, and but the policy that goes into play here is that someone, Melanie, is not really giving up her job or reliant on Eric that would warrant spousal support when they've only been married for a year or two.
Thanks for listening or watching this short lesson on the Divorce at Altitude podcast. If you found this helpful, please leave a review or share with a friend. It does help for others that are going through or thinking about a divorce in Colorado. If you want to find out more information, please visit calamea.law or divorcealtitude.com. And that's K-A-L-A-M-A-Y-A.law. Remember, this is educational information. It's not intended to be legal advice. Please consult with an attorney about the particulars of your case. We're happy to answer questions. Feel free to give us a call at 970-315-2365.